The note I got last week, this is interesting to me, and I think it tells me some things. You tell me. Athens Tech reports enrollment increases. In fact, 9 consecutive semesters dating back to the summer of 2016, every semester increases enrollment. And now I'm thinking there's some reasons for this, and you can elaborate, President Daniel. Right now, 4,257 students. I haven't looked, but I would think, I'd hazard a guess, that most technical schools around the state and probably around the country are seeing increases. And I think it has a lot to do. I'm sure you're doing some unique things at Athens Tech, and you can tell us about them. But I'm guessing it has a lot to do with the fact that you're creating the students who fill the jobs that are themselves being created these days in this economy.
That's right. You hear a lot about the skills gap that exists, and it's out there. But we work very diligently to provide access for our students to our education and the programs that we provide because it affords the student the opportunity to join the workforce and to meet the workforce needs. Really, during good economies, technical colleges do not flourish. So it's a little bit of an anomaly. I think around the country, you probably see the rates of half and half where there are increases and then there are not. But even though our economy has gotten much better, we have worked diligently to meet the needs of students who want to come in and work. We have a lot of fantastic students who want to enter the workforce. And you don't hear a lot about that today, but we have students that come in with a PhD looking to gain a career, and then we have others that need a GED and others that are looking for a diploma or associate. And we're going to meet them at their needs, and we're going to help them rise up and gain a job in the workforce. That's our mission, is helping students to meet the workforce needs of this region. Right. And 75% of our students stay and work within 50 miles of our service area. So it's, we're definitely impacting this region and the state economy.
All right, President Andrea Daniel at Athens Technical College, you said something that sounded, when you said it, it sounded counterintuitive to me. And then the more I thought about it, maybe you're on to something here. In a good economy, Athens Tech and other technical colleges, they don't necessarily see the demand, that if people don't come rushing into technical schools when the economy is good. And I'm thinking, okay, that actually, again, it sounded counterintuitive. And I thought, no, it actually makes some sense. When the economy is good, maybe I have the luxury to go and look for that advanced degree English lit. But as soon as things go sideways, I need a job. I need to go figure out, learn how to fix an air conditioner. And so you see that sort of increase in enrollment and demand when the economy goes south.
That's right. And to change that and to help students find us all year round, we have to help provide opportunities for access to the college. We have to market better, work hard on our social media, and then also we have had a great team at the college working to make sure that all the financial aid needs are met for students who want to come and explore the opportunities and gain a career. And we have done that. We have worked very diligently with help from the state. We have 17 programs that anyone can come and enter, and they do not cost the student anything. They're paid for at 100%. We have other programs where we have Hope and Pell, and those students, will need to pay for books and they'll need to pay for certain fees. But we have worked hard to try to cover the expenses for our students, because the sooner that they can complete their academic goals, they can get into the workforce. And later today, I'm going to be announcing the economic value of Athens Technical College through an analysis impact study that was done by MC or EMSI. And that study shows that Athens Technical College, during 1 year in the 2016-2017 year, added $118.1 million to income to the service area. And so we just don't think that we have an impact on this region. We know we have a very positive impact on the region, impacting healthcare and manufacturing. And we are working very, very diligently to help our students understand that. For our students, the average return in the stock market for 30 years is 10.1%. For our students entering the college and completing and gaining a career, which 98% do, the average annual return is 18.7%. So we're very proud that our students invest their time and they gain a much greater impact and outcome than if they invested in the stock market. So we're very, very pleased with what we're offering to students and for the workforce. And we just want more students to hear about us and to call us and to come and to see what we're about and learn about our program.
And Dr. Andrea Daniel here again, a $118 million economic footprint for just the 1 year, 2016-2017. You said something earlier that caught my ear as president of Athens Technical College. In terms of the students that you're seeing or the applicants that you're seeing, some of them come rolling in here with PhDs or PhD candidates. Others are GED equivalents as they enter Athens Technical College. Is as an institution, that's a lot of different roles to play. You got to be, I would think, as an institution, very, very flexible in terms of dealing with that wide range of student.
Absolutely. We're very diverse. We have students coming from 93 counties, so I have been monitoring the weather very closely, making sure that if there's any danger of black ice tonight, we will act accordingly for the safety of our students. But the 93 counties represents the diversity of our students, and we find that also in their background, educational background. We have the majority of our students, almost 70% of our students, are under the age of 25. 22 years ago, when I started work at the college, the majority of our students were over the age of 35. So we have a lot of students who are coming to us, the majority, who are under the age of 25. Now, we enjoy having our more experienced students. I'm not going to say older because I'm falling in that category myself, but I will say the more experienced students, we do have them as well. And we enjoy diversity at our college, and we will meet a student's need wherever they come to us to help them find their career. And I'm very, very pleased with the team that I have to serve students. Right now, we have over 35% already come to us with 1 to 4 years of research university type college education. And we're able to adjust and help them get into more of an applied setting. Our programs are hands-on. You're going to get the training. We warranty our graduates. That's a key point I want to make. A student comes to us, they graduate, they go to work at Piedmont Athens Regional as a nurse. If Piedmont Athens Regional comes back to us and says that the student doesn't meet their needs and they're deficient in an area, we're going to take that student back and train them for free. You get a guaranteed warranty education through Athens Technical College, and we stand behind that. We don't have many ever come back to us, but if they do, we will certainly retrain them at no cost. So it's a win-win for students. It's a win-win for the employers that we serve in the region.
I'm Dr. Andrea Daniel, the president at Athens Tech. Quickly, about a minute left here. What's hot? I mean, a number of degree programs at Athens Tech, a number of programs for folks to get certified in various work fields. What's hot right now?
Well, our health programs are always tried and true, always doing extraordinary things, and the industry sector loves to hire healthcare graduates. Those are demanding programs, and we have some of the best programs in the state of Georgia. Also, we have fantastic business programs that you can go on and do wonderful things. But I would have to say that our technical and engineering programs for manufacturing are really gaining in strength as you have the manufacturing sector coming back very strong in our region. Over 60% of the training we do and our economic development is with that sector. So that's coming on. And then there's a new program. It's not exactly new, but it's been around for a few years, called Emerging Technology. And it has a lot to offer, particularly with drones. And I would encourage anyone that wants a tour to come out and check that out and hopefully gain a career down the road, possibly with Homeland Security or with other great companies that work with us in that program.
Dr. Andrea Daniel, president of Athens Technical College, thanks for joining us this morning. Best of luck moving forward.
Thank you so much.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.